All right, today is Daf Mem Gimel. Thursday's Daf, trying to find a semi-quiet place at the Chasana Hall that I'm at, but hope you can hear me okay. Zok the Mishnah at the top of Mem Gimel. A mafkid mois etzel shulchani, somebody who gives money to a money changer. So what kind of a status does he have, Altsheimer? So im tzrurin, if the money is tied up in a pekel, lo yishtamish behen. The indication is that the mafkid is not allowing the shulchani to use it. Tied up. In other words, those two things are connected. If he can use it, then he's going to be chayav in the achrayus. But because here he can't use it because it's tzrurin, therefore, but the flip side of it is mutarin, if let's say the money is loose, it's not connected, it's not inside of a pekel, then yishtamish pen. Then the indication is that the shulchani can now use it, therefore chayav b'achrayusin. Now he has more achrayus and alts shomer, and we'll see if he's a shomer sacher or a shoyl, he's at a higher level of Mira, and therefore he's going to be chayav for the achrayas. One thing to take out of this Mishnah right off the bat, and this is a point that Shirley Bornstein made, I thought was very interesting. We're very used to the idea that Shlichus Yad says you're not allowed to use something that is in your Rishus when you're a Shomer. If someone gives you something to watch, you're not allowed to use it. Everybody knows that. Either you are a Goslin or you're like a Goslin, but you're certainly not allowed to use it. However, there are some times where it's understood that when you ask someone to watch something for you, you would also allow them to use it. This Mishnah's example is if I give individual coins to a money changer, I realize the money changer is going to use those particular coins for his own investments and in his own handling, and therefore that wouldn't be considered shlichus yad. It's not usher. So the Ramah applies this halacha to giving a sefer to a Talmud Chacham. If I mafkid a sefer by a Talmud Chacham, who I would just expect to learn with the sefer that I gave him, so that's akin to this Mishnah where it will be mutter. That would not be called shlichus yad. Continues the Mishnah, Eitzel Balabayas. However, if you give money, if you're mafkid it to a Balabayas, meaning not someone who's handling the business of money, Bein Tzrur and Bein Mutar wouldn't matter. He can't use it because he blibes just like a simple shomer chinam that he's watching this thing that he cannot use. So that's both shulchani and balabayas. What about the middle? Chenvani, it's a storekeeper. So how do we look at him? Kibal habayas diver Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Huda Omer chenvani kishulchani. So we're going to see a machlekes tanoim how far to take the status of the shulchani. So like the Gemara, mishum de tzrurin lo yishtamish ben. Well, just because the money's tied up, maybe we just don't want the money to get scattered. Why is that meira anything? Or any hakpada of the mafkid, just because the money is tzrurin. So the Gemara gives us two mahalchim, Amar of Asi, Amar of Yehuda, b'tzrurin v'chasumin shamo. It's not just tzrurin, it's also chasumin. There's a seal, which is clearly telling us that the mafkid does not want the shulchani to be mishtamish with his money. Rav Mari Amar, a different mahalach, b'kesher mishuna. Sure, it was tied up, and that's very normal, but if you do it with a kesher mishuna, you're making a special indication that lay off my money. Ikedi Amri, some said it as a kasha. Boyer of Mari, kesher mishuna mai, what's going to be the din? And the answer was teku. Okay, the Mishnah said, mutarin yishtamish pen. If the money is loose, then the shulchani can use it, and therefore he is now chayef in the achrayas. Amar Rav Huna v'afilu nansu. This loss that the shulchani might have, that he's going to be chayef for, that's even if it's an oinus, which means, as Rashi explains, because he blibes a shoyl. Frakta Gemara, how can you tell me that's going to be chayef even for an oinus? Va'ovdu katani. The Mishnah is talking about ovdu. Ovdu implies a simple loss, not an oinus to get lost. And for the Gemara, no, you do find a mucker where ovdu can also be a total oinus. Kidaraba, domaraba, nignivu balistim azuyan, or ovdu, shatavas finos beyam, where you have this lesson of ovdu in reference to a boat that's sinking. That is definitely an oinus. You see, it passes to use the expression of ovdu, even though it's complete oinus. Rav Nachman Amar, Nansu Lai, the Shulchani will not be achray for a total einus. Now this is very interesting because Rav Nachman is saying, sure, he'll be a shoyl once he uses it, but he's not yet a shoyl, so right now he's still a shomer sacher. Now this shita of Rav Nachman is a really peladik shita because he's allowed to use it, but because he has not yet taken advantage of that schus, he still now, for this moment, blibes a shomer sacher. Sure, once he uses it, then he'll be a shoyl, just like Rav Huna had said. But Rav Nachman is making this very interesting kind of mittendika category of shomer sacher until the use, and then he becomes a shoyl. Amarle Rav Alir of Nachman, Lidi Dach, Da Amrit Nansu Le, according to you, who says that if it becomes a total einus, therefore you're not going to be chayiv, Alma, Le Havi Kishal Alayu, therefore this Shulchani is not considered a shoyl, as we said. But Ishoyl Le Havi, Shomer Sacher Nami Le Havi. But if he's not borrowing it, he shouldn't even be considered like a Shomer Sacher because he didn't get any payment. Like, in other words, what made him into a Shomer Sacher? Bishlev, if you're going to tell me he's chayiv, the achray is like a shoyl. Okay, because he has the ability. So, but other yadr name. So Omer Le, Rav Nachman says back to Rava, Baha Maidina Lach, I'm taka maskim to you that he's not a shoyl. But why is he going to be a shomer? But why taka is he a shomer sacher? Dohoyl v'nehene mehana. Since he gets hana from this money, klape the owner. What does that mean? Behahi hana, that potential hana, di Yisrami lezvina di Isbe Ravcha Zovenbu, that if a purchase opportunity would come by, he would be able to use this money. So Havi Alayu, shomer sacher. So Rav Nachman is conceding that you're right. He has not yet been nehene. Normally that would not be mechayiv in any kind of shmira. But because he has the potential and the possibility that if the opportunity would present itself, he would be able to use this money, dos blibt enough kana to be make him into a shomer sachar. This is very similar to the sugi of Pruta de Rav Yosef, of what kind of a shomer is a shomer aveda. So if you learn he's like a shomer sachar, it's because he would potentially be nen if the ani would come while he's being isaac b'mitzvah, potter mena mitzvah, by being metapa with the aveda, and now he's potter from giving the ani that pruta. But the same idea here, he's potentially going to get hana. Esver of Nachmel or Huna from a Mishnah in Masechta Me'ila. Hamafkid Ma'isitzel Shulchani. Now he's giving this money to the Shulchani, thinking that it's his own money. He's making a mistake, potentially opening us up to an Isra of Me'ila. So im Tzrurin lo yishtamish behen, then the Shulchani has no rishus to use it. Lafikach im Haitzi, therefore if the money changer went and took that money illegally and spent it, le mohal hagizber. That gizber who gave the money to the Shulchani is not going to be achrai, because the Shulchani did it on his own. Ve'im mutarin, but let's say the money is loose. Yishtamish behen, the Shulchani can use it. Lafikach im Haitzi mohal gizber. Now, if he goes ahead and spends the money, the person who gave him the money, the gizbar, is now going to be achrai for the lav of me'ila. And don't talk to me about ein shliach l'dvar aver, because here we say yesh shliach l'dvar aver by me'ila. That's one of the big exceptions. Now, v'yamar afilu nensu, if you're telling me that the shulchani who's given this money that's mutarin, the loose money, is mechuyev afilu nensu, like Rav Nachman said, so my area haitzi. Why does the shulchani have to even spend the money? Afilu loy haitzi nam, even if he didn't spend the money. He should already be chayev me'ila, because the very transfer of this money, the kinyan of the money to the shulchani, should be like a removal of hegdish, which should be mechayev a me'ila. Rav Huna says back to Rav Nachman, I'll tell you, it's no kasher from this Mishnah in a me'ila, because hu hadin, the halacha would also be these chayev me'ila. Afalgav de loy haitzi, even if the money changer didn't spend any of it, the aydi tana reisha haitzi, the lashon of haitzi was only al the other part, because we wanted to say that if the shulchani would spend the money, in that case, there's a real chiddush to say the gizber is not chayev me'ila. So because of that, because of the symmetry of the poetry of our Mishnah here, satana sefa nami haitzi. Also, we use the expression haitzi, but we really didn't have to even say it, because no matter what would happen to the money, he would already be chayev. Zokta Mishnah, hashaleach yad bepikadein. This idea of shlichus yad, beishame oimrim, yilke bechoser uvayoser. The shomer is going to have to bear the loss, bear that achrayas of the loss, no matter if the value of this thing went up or down. So it sounds like you're going to always pay the bigger amount of money. If the value of the object decreased, then you pay what it was worth when he did the actual shlichus yad. And if the value increased, then he should pay the higher value when it got destroyed. Of course, we have to be talking about when the object is now destroyed, or different, or mishunah, because otherwise, you'd always just say, harei shel chol afanecha. It wouldn't be negeh otherwise. Ubeis Hillel, Oimrim Beis Hillel argues and says, no, kishas haitza. You always pay according to the value of the haitza. We'll have to see what this means. Rabbi Akiva, a third shita, note here that Rabbi Akiva is a third shita keneged Beis Shammai, even though we said, what was it, back on Chav Zayin or something like that, Rabbi Akiva was like Beis Shammai. Akol Panim here, Rabbi Akiva, Oimrim, a third pshat, kishas ha'atviya. When they came to Beis Din later on, to shatzap, how much he owes, that's when the value that he has to be assessed to pay. We'll have to see what these different three shitas are. Amar Rabba, this is one of the most famous memories from Masechta Bava Kamma in Perek Meruba. Amar Rabba, as we're going to see soon, there's a slight deviation of how our Gemara in here on Mem Gimel in Bava Metzia is different from that sugya on, what was it, Samachay in Meruba. Amar Rabba, Haiman de Gozel Chavisa de Chamer Mechavre Meikar Shavis Zuz. Originally, when that Chavis was stolen, it was worth a Zuz. Hashta Shaviar Bo, and now when it's already destroyed, it's worth four Zuz. So then it's going to depend. Tavra Eishasya, if he destroyed it or he drank it, Mishalim Arba. But if for Mimela, if it got broke on its own, Mishalim Zuza, you pay according to what it was when he was stolen. That's Rabba's Memra. That Tavra Eishasya, you're going to pay according to the time when it got destroyed. But if it did for Mimela, you'll pay the one Zuz. Now, my timer, what's the reason? Zog de Gemara. Kivan di Isa. Let's say if this chavis wouldn't have been destroyed. Let's say it was still here. So hadru lamara beina, you just give it back. Harei shalchol afanecha. So he shaita the kashasi le. So therefore, when the ganef drank, oy de katavrila, or he broke, chagazol minei. This is the line that does not exist in Bava Kamma. That's here and it's super important. He now is stealing it from the bailim utnan, and we learned in the Mishnah kol agazlan mishal mekashasak zela. So let's define when the shasak zela is. So the shasak zela is a rabba is going to be at the moment of the tavra ishasya. That's all when it's broken intentionally. However, itver memela mishalim zuza want my timea because hashalei yaviv lemidi, he didn't do anything. So am I come mechayiv islay? Why are you being mechayiv him? Ahi shaita de gazel, you're only being mechayiv because when he stole it. So ahi shaita zuza hu deshavia, it was only worth a zuz when he stole it. So that's what he should be paying back. But you can't even say this gemara without quoting the machlekes, the ktsais, and the sivus and siman lamed dalid, where the ktsais is mechadish that the reason why by taver ashasya you pay now, even though let's back it up, the reason why there's a problem of paying by taver ashasya is because there is no kefil of a goyin ganev min haganev, because the Torah says you're only going to pay kefa when you steal from the gunav mebeis ha'ish. There's a very clear delineation of what the definition of stealing is. You have to steal it from the house of the nigzal. So l'chayra, this product, this chavis that you stole, is shayin gestolen. What are you going to do now? Now I broke it, so I stole it nachamol? You didn't do anything. It was already shayin stolen. Zoktik tzais, you know why you're chayiv dalad v'tavar ha'shasya? Not because of gzela, but because of hezek. You are a mazik. So that extra hezek, now you can't return it anymore, so that extra hezek is what you're chayiv dalad for. The Nesivus argues, says, no, it is a gzela. It's no longer of a gunav mebeis ha'ish, no problem. Until this point, you could return it be'en. You could say, harei shechal lefanecha. But because now you're merachek this gnev or gzela from the bailim, that's a new mice gzela, and therefore you're going to be considered kol gazlan mishalm kishas gzela, and you're mechayiv now. So this gemara that we just read over here, that kagozal minev, it's not a kol gazlan mishalm kishas gzela, really sounds like the nesivus connected the ktsais, and you're going to have to work out how the ktsais reads our sugya. Okay, tonight we learned in the Mishnah, beis hillel oimrim kishas haitza, that the Shomer pays according to the time when he was Meitzi. So my Kishas Haitza, what does that mean? Ilei Mekishas Haitza, Asmina Oilem, when it was destroyed. And that's what Haitza means. Uvemai. So which situation was Beis Hillel referring to? When the Pikadin went down in value or went up in value? Ibachasar, if it went down in value, and therefore they're saying that the Shomer is going to pay the value of the Pikadin when he destroyed it, even though the value had decreased. So then that doesn't make sense. Meikil Amandamar, does anybody really hold that if it goes down in value, he doesn't pay what it was worth when he stole it? Aiv Hatznan, Kol Hagazlan, and Mishalman Kishas Hagzela. We can't say that Beis Hillel is going to say you pay less than it was when he stole it. VBS, and if you're telling me that Beis Hillel is saying when it went up in value, that you pay what it's worth when he destroyed it, so Haina Beis Shammai, then what's the Machalikis Beis Shammai Beis Hillel? What does Beis Hillel mean when he says Kishas Haitza? Turning over to Tamid Beis, Ela Pshita. What Beis Hillel meant, Kishas Haitza mi Beis Bailim, meaning that the Shomer pays the value what it was worth, and he was Shaleach Yad, irrespective of whether it went up or down in value. So Kom Techais, it comes out that Machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is in a case where the value of the Pikudin went up in value. Beis Shammai says that the Shomer's got to pay what it was worth when he destroyed it. Beis Hillel says he'll be Chai for the bigger amount from at the time of the Shlichus Yad. Kom Techais, Rabu holds, so Kom Techais is going to come out, if you make the Cheshman, that Rabu is going to come out like Beis Shammai, not Beis Hillel. Because according to Rabu, the destruction of this thing blibes like a new Gzela, in the sense that he can't return it anymore. So that additional value at the time of that Tavra Ishasya, L'chayra is going to be Beis Shammai Shita, and we don't want to set sign Rabba like Beis Shammai. So Amar Lach Rabba, B'yosar, when the Pikudin goes up in value, Kuli Amalei Pligi, everybody's going to be masking that you pay the value of that moment of Tavra Ishasya, when it gets destroyed. But Ki Pligi, when the Zer Machlaikis, that's Bechosar, when the Pikudin goes down in value, Beis Shammai Savri, Shlichus Yad, Einetzri Chesaron. So since the Shomer took the Pikudin, even before he did any Chesaron in that actual thing, he still now became achrai for those einsim. The chichaser, when it goes down in value, bershusa didechaser. It's his. It's like his property that now he has to bear that loss. Ubeis Hillel savri, no, shlichus yad tzricha chesaron, the chichaser bershusa demare chaser. According to Beis Hillel, you still need to have a chesaron for that shlichus yad. So the subsequent chesaron is happening not in the Gazlan's Roshos, because he hasn't yet destroyed it, but it's now still in the Bailim's Roshos, because there has not yet been a Chesaron. So at the time of the Shlichus Yad, it's not the Gazlan, it's still the Mafkids. I, Elaha, Do'amar Rava, Shlichus Yad, Einat Tzricha Chesaron, Lema Rava, Do'amar Ke Beis Shammai? Why should poor Rava have to go like Beis Shammai now? Ella Hachamaya Eskina, we're going to go back and say a different shot in what Beis Hillel meant when he said Haitzah. Kegain Shetiltil Elahavi Alea Gazlais, we're talking about where you wanted to move that Chavis to stand on it, and there would be no Chesaron at all, right? We had this Gemara earlier. Shoyl Shlomidas Kamiflagi, Beshamai Savri Shoyl Shlomidas Gazlan Have. According to Beshamai, Ig Shoyl Shlomidas blibes like a Gazlan, even though there was no Chesaron to the object, it still will blibe like a Gazlan. And when it subsequently decreases in value, Beshus Ide Chosr. So therefore you're going to pay for the Pikudin what it was worth when he initially borrowed it rather than when he destroyed it. Still blibes a Shoyl. It went down in the Mafkid's Rishus, not in the Shomer's Rishus. And therefore the Shomer's only going to pay what it was worth when it actually got destroyed. I, Elaha, Domer, Rava, Shol, Shlomidas, Rabon, and Gazel, Havei, Lema, Rava, Domer, Kebe, Shammai. So we still have a problem of who was going to go like Be Shammai. Elahacha, Beshevech, Shol, Gzela, Kamiflagi. We're not talking about, so we'll say a whole new pshat what the Machalik is Be Shammai, Beis Hillel is. What does it mean going up or down? That's the Shevech, Shol, Gzela. The actual object had an improvement to it. It's like the Gizo or a Vlad. Not that the market value went up, but the actual product increased. Beis Shammai savri shevach gzela de nigzel havei. Ubeis Hillel savri shevach gzela de gazan havei. Ubeplugtid dadi tanoi. This is already an existing machlekes that we have. Netanya hagozel sarachel gozazo yushirit v'yoldor it gave birth mishalim oisav es gizosev es lodaseha. When the gazan is mishalim, when he returns this stuff, he has to pay back all of these additional things that it grew. If it's Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, I know gzela chazeres bein. No, this is what I stole. The fact that it bore fruit has all his gizais, that's not part of what I have to be meshiv. So Beis Shammai, who says in the Mishnah that the Shomer has to bear that loss, whether it went up or down, he holds, just like Rav Meir, that the Ganef is chayav to give over any of these new improvements back to the Nigzal. But Beis Hillel, who said that the Shomer gives the Pikadin as it was from the time of the Haitzah, he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that a Gazlan gets to keep all those different additional improvements to the things. Dekanami, Dekatoni, because says in the Mishnah, Beis Shammai Aimrim, Yilke Bechoser Uvayoser, that the Shomer suffers the decrease or the increase. Beis Hillel Aimrim, Kishas Haitzah. So chaser and yasser, those kinds of words imply a more physical change to the animal rather than a market value kind of an issue. So shma mina, that's what our Mishnah is talking about. Rabbi Akiva Eimer, kishas hatviya. According to Rabbi Akiva, you wait until the actual court case to determine the value. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, halacha ke Rabbi Akiva. But umayda Rabbi Akiva, b'makom sheyesh edim. Let's say there are edim that saw that the shomer was shaleach bayad. So the shomer has to pay what it was worth at the time when he was shaleach bayad. My time. What's pshat in Rabbi Akiva? Why would he make such a qualification? Damar kra la hasher hu loy yitznenu b'yom hasham asay. So usually the time when he's deemed Yoyim HaShem Moshe would be in Bezdin, but since there were Edom that saw him do it, at the time of that, when the Edom saw it, that's when he's going to be considered a guilty Ashama, and therefore he's going to be Chayiv the value at that point. Amar Leir Vayishil Rav Yehuda, Rebbe, Ata Omer Kain, Hochi Amar Vasi Amar Rav Yechanan, Choluk Hoyer Rebbe Akiva, Afil B'makom Sheish Edom, because my time at Domer Kro, La Asher Hu Lo Yitznenu B'Yem HaShem Moshe, Ubeidina Hu Dukam Chayiv Le Ashama. It's actually a Bezdin that's Chayiv that Ashama, so don't tell me that just because Edom saw it, you'd be Chayiv for that moment. So Amar Leir Rav Zera, Lerv Abba Bar Papa, Ki Azal Sahasam, when you go there to Eretz Yisrael, Akif Hasu Lamed Tzur, make a detour around Tzur, the location, and go visit Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi, who lives there, and ask him, did he hear from his Rabbi Rabbi Yechanan, halach Rabbi Akiva, or ain't halach Rabbi Akiva? Amar Leir, when he taka went to Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi, he told him, hachi amar Rabbi Yechanan, halacha ke Rabbi Akiva, la'olam. So my la'olam, what does Rabbi Yechanan mean, that we always go like Rabbi Akiva? Amar Vashi, shaloi timer hani mili hechad leka edim, aval hechad ike edim loi. Is that what he meant? Or maybe v'inami, da hadra l'duchta v'itabra, that maybe even if a shomer would put back the pikadin back to its original place after he did the shlichus yad, and then it broke, who happens to hold that way, to Amar Le'Bina Das Bailim, Kamash Mulan, comes Rabbi Yechanan and says, Bina Das Bailim, and therefore you're always going to be Chayiv, even if you put it back. Rava Amar, Halacha Ke Beis Hillel, really the Halacha is like Beis Hillel, who holds it to Shomer, who's Shaleich Bayad, is going to pay what it's worth at the time when he was might see it from the Rishus of the Bailim, and he doesn't hold like we're passing like Rabbi Akiva at all anyway. We'll stop here and pick it up in Mirtz Hashem next time.